Lou Reed. So here is Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Alrighty, folks. This is Gonzo. I'm here in the studio with AC. You're listening to Is It Cran or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the same show concept with the same people. We just switched seats, and you can't even see that.
That it doesn't even matter. Yes, it does.
This is, that last song was Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, a lovely sample.
Lovely sample.
From...
Walk on the Wild Side,
by Lou Reed. I forgot the name of the song.
Which is, I love that song.
It's really such a great song.
It's such a great song. We have more of the same for you guys, which is really exciting. we are actually gonna, so this, every time this cover comes on my playlist, because this cover's on my playlist, it gets a lot of flack. Not because it's a bad cover, it's a phenomenal cover, but sometimes people cover songs that are like really good and like perfect to begin with.
I see what you're saying.
This is Rit Momney's cover of Put Your Records On, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's one of those ones that like, it's just Rit Momney like doing his own thing on the song.
Yeah.
And I love this cover, but every time it comes on, people are like, why aren't you playing the original?
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
And because the original, like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, like, I do have thoughts and feelings about this cover.
Oh, you do? Tell me about
them. I do. I mean,
the way you looked doesn't bode well for me. Tell me about them.
I mean, like, I think the song itself is really good. I just am very partial to the original. And I also think that, like, I mean, not to get, like, too into it on air, but there is something to be said about, like, okay, so you're a white man taking a song from a black woman about, like, like, empowerment and, like, you know, all the lines about, like, letting your hair down and being yourself. It's like, well, I don't know how much that applies to you, Mr. Momney.
Mr. Momney.
But the song itself is good. Yeah. So,
well, we're going to play it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys can form your own thoughts and opinions. And that's what's great about music.
That you can. And that is what is great about music.
It's freeform radio.
I mean,
radio.
Grant, it is freeform radio. Granted, we just discussed about how our opinions are correct.
because we're geniuses. Because we're geniuses.
And there are studies that show.
Yeah.
But this is Rit Momney covering... Oh my God!
Put Your Records On.
Put Your Records On by
Corinne Bailey Ray. Corinne. Ooh.
This is a bad look for me. Records on. Corinne Bailey Ray. Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Enjoy.
Little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate, girl, put your records on. The sky, sunburnt and lonely, sipping tea in the bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro head.
Try it longer. Do what you want to, girl.
Alrighty, folks, that was Put Your Records On, the cover by Rit Momney. And people have thoughts about that one.
And you know what?
Let them come.
Let them have their thoughts.
The studio line's on the website if you want to call. In talking about covers, AC and I have been chatting about our choir kid-esque histories.
Yes.
Somebody who I listen to a lot that tickles my choir kid brain is Jacob Collier. And Jacob Collier makes great music. Sometimes he's hard to listen to, but he does make a lot of covers, and he's one of those people that will just like throw caution to the wind and do like some, he's a crazy talent. Like he's like a generational talent.
He's like, so he's one of those people that has like perfect pitch, you know, and like is a little bit annoying about it, but he does it in a way where it's like, oh, he like understands music on a whole nother level, where like all of his songs are very specific about what they do, you know?
Like every choice is intentional.
Yes.
And like he's one of these people where like if you're really trying to get into music and like you're like, and you're like you have perfect pitch and like, or like he has like 2 hour long videos on YouTube of him going through like one of his songs, and he does the logic session breakdown. And he goes like track by like line by line of like what exactly is going on and like in the whole like vertical harmony stack of every one of his songs. It's crazy. So if you're like really into like music theory and like music and like why music is the way it is, that's the kind of like understanding that Jacob Collier brings to music, and it's crazy.
I think like for me it's really cool to see someone so passionate about their craft like that. I'm thinking about also like, you know, Billie Eilish and Phineas. They've been on, you know, or like over the summer more, they were on a big like press tour, you know, promoting Billie's new album. And they did a bunch of song breakdown stuff, and it's like they know their craft so well, and that's really impressive. But for me, I think they do that in a very like digestible way. But with someone like Jacob Collier, I can't lie. You know,
It's hard.
I'm not the biggest fan of all of his music.
No, it's very difficult.
Because he's not like going for hit after hit. It's really like, look at this thing that I can do with music. Should he? Well, I don't want to say like, should he be doing all that?
Because he should.
He should. Like if that's his thing and it makes him happy. And it's so cool to see him do that. There are like select songs I'm a big fan of. And this song is one of them.
Before we get onto this song, though, if you want to like talk about like crazy things he does with his voice, his cover of "In the Bleak Midwinter," which is a Christmas carol, he modulates to G half sharp, which is not a note on the, which is not a note on the piano. It's just something you can do with your voice, and he does it, and it's crazy. Yeah. But this is his cover of "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles, featuring Dodi, who is another British artist, I believe. And it's really fun, and it, I like it.
We like it a lot.
This is "Here Comes the Sun," covered by Jacob Collier and Dodi.
Here comes the sun. say, well, it's all right.
Turning to the faces, little darling, it seems like years since it's been you. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright.
Alrighty, folks. That was Jacob Collier and Dodie covering Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Coming up next are a few songs that I have pulled from YouTube. These are not on Spotify. One of these I've played on the show before. The last time my sister Mila was on. It is a family favorite of ours. Our family used to watch American Idol a lot when we were younger. This is from 2011, from a contestant named James Durbin, who covers Carole King's "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" And this version is simply fantastic. It's so good. I hope you all enjoy. It's great, and I'm just gonna let it play because I'm really excited to hear it. I can't lie, it's so fun. This is James Durbin, "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" And then we'll follow that up with Still Woozy's cover of "The Less I Know, the Better" by Tame Impala, which also has a really funny YouTube video attached to it. So if you haven't seen it, I would recommend. Mm-hmm. But this is "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow" by Carole King, covered by James Durbin, live on American Idol.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so. Tonight the light
love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure, or just some old man's pleasure? Can I believe the magic of your side? Will you still
I am reminded by that video that Still Lucy has a dog, and that dog is really cute.
The dog is so cute.
Sorry for the email notification in the middle of that one. It was a reminder that I have signed up for a bio biosafety level one course that I did not need to sign up for. And now they send me emails telling me to do it, and I don't need to do it. Anyways, I digress. It's time, folks.
it's about that time.
It's about that time. We've been discussing covers, as you may know.
Yeah.
And we have neglected the one, the only Glee cast.
Mm-hmm.
So we've each selected one of our favorite Glee cast versions of songs. And tell me about yours, AC.
Yeah. So I really like Glee. With the like original cast, when they like go off and like do different things, I'm like, no. So it's like the first couple seasons are for me.
True.
And yeah, there's so many good options. I used to actually have a Glee like karaoke for Wii when I was younger.
You
but
did
the thing
not.
Is, like, I didn't watch Glee when I was that young. Mm. My parents just got it for my sister and I.
That's
so
fun.
Yeah. So like I didn't.
It didn't. It's just karaoke.
Yeah. Well, I was like, okay, like, yeah, let's sing PYT, and I was like, wait, what's happening? Why? Like, who are these people? But still, then like I rediscovered it later on. I was like, oh, this is actually really great. So, if not wrong, I chose Survivor, I Will Survive.
Yep.
Which is just a fantastic song. I mean, like. Honorable mention for me is 4 Minutes. It's a cover of a Madonna, Justin Timberlake, Timberland song. Mm-hmm. But for me, that song is really like enhanced by the performance, by the visuals. You have Mercedes and one of the other ones.
I watched Glee once at like the start of high school, so it's been a solid
people are gonna
like,
freak
six,
out that I don't
years.
Know the names, but
everyone call in and tell AC.
No,
I'm expecting a phone call in the next half a minute telling AC who
right now. But anyways, that one's good, but it's like you gotta watch that one on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like listening to it, it's fine, but it's great. But yeah, so here is Survivor, I Will Survive. Because they do great mashups. That's also what I wanted to highlight with this.
They do such great mashups. Yeah, Survivor, I Will Survive. Enjoy the Glee cast.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just popped in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me? Goodbye. You think I crumble? You think I lay down and-
righty, folks. That was a jump, a cover of Van Halen by the Glee cast. Yeah. That was my pick. Also one that you should see. Like, yeah. you've got to watch at least like the episode, or if it's on YouTube, it's so iconic.
Yeah.
And that's
one of those things you got to see it to believe it.
You got to see it to believe it. Like, it's Glee.
Like, we're shooting a mattress commercial.
We're shooting a mattress commercial.
And they're jumping on beds. Yeah. So.
Tell me, AC. Yeah. Do you have? Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you have something to say to the people?
I have something to say to the public, and some might even say it's an announcement.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
No way.
So, you know, are any of you guys listening to give adding a pet to your family? Well, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-442-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Just remember, adopt, don't shop. If you're looking for someplace a bit more local, there are tons in the area. I know Sterling, Mass is a little far away. Me personally, I adopted my cat many years ago at an animal shelter in Lynn, Massachusetts. And my cat is the best cat.
Toothless Eleanor.
Toothless Eleanor. She's an Instagram account. You should follow.
Yeah.
I think my dad's listening right now. I hope you appreciate the shout out.
Wait. If your dad's listening right now,
yeah,
look.
Yeah. Do you have a message for my dad?
I have a Mr. Coble.
Edge.
I hope I can call you Edge. I hope that's okay.
I think he'd be okay with that.
Okay. Look, the Toothless Eleanor Instagram account brings me a great deal of joy, and whatever you're doing, you should keep doing it. It's fantastic. It comes up on my feed every once in a while, and it like that cat is so cute. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, she's perfect. Except for the fact that she has no teeth.
She has no teeth. Toothless.
Yeah. They all had to be removed. Anyways, very expensive little cat.
Gatito.
Oh, no, my dad's not listening anymore. I'll tell him you said hi.
Oh, well,
you said
hi.
All those lovely things.
I said lovely things.
But yeah, so up next, you ready for the vibe shift of a century?
Vibe shift. Another sound that needs to be on our soundboard. Vibe shift.
Boom.
Boom.
You see those guys on TikTok? Like, yeah. We bring the boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when we were thinking about covers and remixes and, you know, reimagining certain songs, of course, first thing that came to my mind was Charlie XCX and her Brat remix album,
mm-hmm.
Which I understand you have not listened to it yet.
No, I have not listened to it yet.
And you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
It definitely, you know, sometimes you need like a time and place to be listening to it. I listened to it like Friday morning. I was late for class and this song that we're about to play came on and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I actually can't do this right now.
Nope.
Can't be feeling this emotional this early in the morning. Mm-mm.
Yeah, we're going to get emotional for the next three songs.
Yeah,
lock in.
Good luck.
Lock in.
But yeah, just talking about this album, I think it's really cool, the whole notion of having like a whole separate album that is just remixes, because, you know, from like interviews that she's done, I've heard that Charlie really believes that like songs are like living artifacts, you know, mm-hmm. so you can like keep changing them up, and that's what a bunch of artists do at concerts, or maybe for her it's something more like a boiler room set,
right?
So there are a bunch of different ways to listen and feel about a song, and I think something that she does on this remix album that's really cool is she'll take the idea of a song and like change it to mm-hmm. fit where she's at now. So you have something really cool like Sympathy is a Knife, where on the first album it was about like competing with someone that, you know, maybe you're having a hard time being friends with them because you're like competing, you know, in terms of fame or something. But then you have something now, you know, Sympathy is a Knife featuring Ariana Grande, that's much more about what is it like to be like at this new level of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have something like Everything is Romantic, the original version, that's about her and her fiancé George of the 1975. Ooh. Fun fact.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, and they're just having a good time and enjoying all the little things in life and on their little vacation. Mm-hmm. It feels very like autobiographical, which I like. But then the newer version with Caroline Polachek, whom I also adore, it's really nice to get new music from her. Because I listened to it, yes! Because it's very Caroline Polachek. I'd play that, but it is explicit, unfortunately. But that's more just like, how do you get in touch with like your past self post fame? Because like Charlie XCX, you know, not an overnight success. You know, you remember Boom Clap from many years ago.
I do remember Boom Clap.
I love
from
it.
Many years
Iconopop.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fancy with Iggy Azalea.
Yep.
You know, she's been working hard at this. And then suddenly over the summer, she got so famous. And I think that this remix album is a really cool way to revisit those ideas, you know, four months later. And she's in a totally different state of life. So this one that we're going to play, I think about it all the time. It's featuring Bon Iver. We talked about him earlier on the show, so I was like, I do have to play this. when she released the track list with all the different like collaborators, I was like, Bon Iver, really? Like Bon Iver, and there's also Julian Casablancas. Which I love that song. If you have extra time, we can maybe play that, but I don't want to eat into your hour too much.
Oh, please. Hour.
Yeah, hour, of course. And it's just like, this song really gut-wrenching, thinking about your future, thinking about like fame and what that means for her, Charlie XCX, and oh my God, does she want to start a family? Does she what? And I think it's so cool and very refreshing to get into such deep personal topics on a club album.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I have to say. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, too. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Oh, Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in.
Alrighty, folks, that was Friday I'm in Love, covered by Phoebe Bridgers. I've never heard that one before. It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Oh, wait, you never heard that one before?
I've never heard that one before.
What?
Yeah, it's really, really pretty. I really like it.
I'm so glad you played it.
I'm really glad I played it also. I know we said we were going to get sad for the next three songs, and that was two. We're gonna get sad for... We're gonna start bringing it back out of the hole.
Okay.
Start bringing it out of the hole. Actually, I don't know what the one we talked about before, the Remy Wolf cover, is mm-hmm. like. Is that bringing it out of the hole?
I think it is.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah.
It feels like gut-wrenching, but in a very different way.
Cool.
In like a way you kind of want to like headbang to slowly.
Okay, perfect. Then I like our lineup. I'm going to play a song that is David. So this is David Crosby covering a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song. The song is called Woodstock, and then David Crosby covered it with Becca Stevens, Michelle Willis, and Michael League. And I came across this one like a really, really long time ago, and it pops up on my liked songs every once in a while. And it's, I think it's really pretty. And I hope you all enjoy. And then we're going to play Remy Wolf's cover of Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like one more short one. I think that takes us to like the mostly close enough to the end of our time where we'll say goodbyes, and then I'll play one last little cover.
Perfect.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you all for hanging out with us. This is Woodstock by David Crosby, originally by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Well, I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road. I asked him, "Where are you going?" And this he told me. Well, I'm going down to Yasker's farm. Gonna join in a rock and roll band. Gonna get back to the land and set my soul free. We are stardust, golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Then can I walk beside you?
Thank you.
it's the same way you showed me. Showed me.
AC, would you like to share that fun fact that your dad shared with
yes.
you?
Yes. So that song that we played, the one before this, which what was that one called again?
Woodstock.
Woodstock. So we had originally said it was a Crosby, Stills, and Nash or Crosby, Stills, and Nash Young original.
Yeah.
But that was not true.
My bad.
It's okay. It happens. My dad texted in and said it's already actually a cover by or written by Joni Mitchell.
Which is crazy.
So yeah. So I think he's responding right now. So we'll see if this is true. But I think it went Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then back to
David Crosby
with others. But in this final version that we played, he's playing it like Joni Mitchell did. Yeah. Oh, wait. Actually, I lied.
A lot of lying going on today.
Yeah.
We love lying.
Dang. He's saying that he believed it was written during Woodstock, and Crosby, Stills, Nash recorded it in 1970. And then Bill Crosby brought it back to its Joni Mitchell origins.
That's sick. Yeah. That's so cool.
Which is really cool.
Well, folks, thank you so much for listening. This is Gonzo. I'm here.
And this is Alicia.
You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Be sure to stay tuned on. We have a new DJ with his first show right after. Shout out Isaac. this last song is a quick cover by Joe P. of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Oh no, got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do the things to you that I do? Sometimes it's like somebody took a knife, baby, edgy and old, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and afraid.